The summit went very well. There is definitely measured success from it. The atmosphere was very cordial among the head of state, and very work-like. The political will was there. The head of state were communicating. President Kabila and President Kagame engaged each other directly and continued dialogue that they have had prior to Addis Ababa and now here in Kampala. So the conclusion was the communique, which expressed the successful outcome of discussions.
Many people, they were saying beforehand that this meeting was necessary to diffuse tensions between Rwanda and the DRC. From what you've just said there, it seems to have been successful.
I think to an extent the tension has been diffused. It is a question of consolidating it now and building on it, ensuring that it is long-lasting and ensuring that with increased peace and security in the DRC, we can get the two sides to go back to their normal lives and the trade and movement of people between the two countries going back to normality.
In the future, you're likely to then decide on details on an operational neutral international force. Is that correct?
You're right. We hope that within 2 weeks, the chiefs of intelligence and security, the heads of the armies, armed forces of the region, will be able to meet in Goma, will be able to discuss the modalities, terms of reference of a neutral army, its composite, its aim and objective, and they'll be able then to report to the interministerial regional meeting their discussions and their report, which will then be passed on to the next summit in 4 weeks' time. The short and tail of it is that the fighting has stopped in Eastern DRC. The parties involved have been cautioned and warned about resuming the conflict and the war. We hope to be able to listen to them, their grievances and their concerns in the next few weeks, and be able to address it so that it does not deteriorate in us imposing sanctions on them or using force to pacify them.
The so-called international community and its role in this situation. The US Secretary of State Hillary Clinton made comments on Tuesday ahead of this conference. I imagine that you and the other delegates at the conference didn't really find this very helpful.
The International Conference of the Great Lakes Region is a local mechanism dealing with a local situation. There was no other institution, be it the UN, be it the AU, or any form, or there was no other country which had the capacity or the will or the stomach, including the USA, did not have the stomach to come in and help us solve this matter. So I think everybody should wish the best to the International Conference of the Great Lakes Region and give it a chance and give it a support, rather than people being skeptic and people being negative about the efforts. The International Conference of the Great Lakes Region has today proved as a first step, it is positive and succeeding effort. I think it needs to be encouraged. We are not yet there, but we hope to be there, and we want everybody to be with us in this effort.